Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're with Angus and Trista for your 8am Zedlines. In local news, more flooding is expected in parts of Queensland as the remnants of ex-tropical cyclone Diane sweep through the state. 100 millimetres of rain is expected in Brisbane today as a flood watch has been issued for many southeast catchments. Residents in central Queensland are facing the prospect of evacuation as floodwaters rise to historic levels. The flooding has caused the loss of over 100,000 livestock, something industry figures say will be devastating for Queensland graziers. In more local news, a bid to build affordable housing units on church land in Brisbane's east has been approved despite local protests. The state government approved the plan on Tuesday, stating that most of the 44 units on New Cleveland Road in Wakeley would be capped at 74.9% of market rent. Homeowners are concerned that they would be poorly maintained, attract criminals, and increase traffic, making their neighbourhood less livable. Homeowners won't be able to challenge the proposal because it has been listed as a state-facilitated development, a high-priority list for housing projects. In national news, a misleading anti-climate change advertisement from Clive Palmer's Trumpet of Patriots Party has been viewed over 10 million times. The advertisement features an excerpt from a now 20-year-old Danish documentary that questioned the scientific consensus on climate change. The scientist featured in the documentary, Professor Jorgen Stephenson, says he no longer agrees with the view put forward 20 years ago. Professor Stephenson says he has been misused and he was not contacted by anyone from the Trumpet of Patriots Party.
In more national news, the Labour government is calling on the Fair Work Commission to increase the pay of low-wage workers to that above the inflation. In a submission to the Commission's annual wage review, the Labour government asked for an economically sustainable real wage increase by looking at the national minimum wage and the pay and conditions of 2.9 million workers. This is a stark contrast to the coalition, as they typically avoided making suggestions to the Fair Work Commission. Instead, Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor will address the opposition's focus on private sector investment and economic growth later today. Mr. Taylor will present to the National Press Club the policy that he believes would be the first in decades to change how the government facilitates private sector investments. In international news, the U.S. Attorney General has ordered prosecutors to seek the death penalty for UnitedHealth CEO shooter Luigi Mangione. This comes after President Donald Trump pledged to reinstate capital punishment months after Joe Biden put a moratorium on federal executions. Mr. Mangione is accused of killing UnitedHealth CEO Brian Thompson, pleading not guilty to state murder charges while yet to enter a plea in the federal case. Mr. Mangione's lawyer, Karen Niflo, says the death penalty decision is barbaric, with the federal government now committed to a state-sponsored murder of Mangione. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with rain expected throughout today. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The river's tide is falling from its peak now and will reach low tide at around 2:30 p.m. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.